stars. Fellas in suits smoking our cigars. Those little boys making all that noise, but you ain't gonna steal the show. No fancy cars or bass guitars. Fellas in suits smoking our cigars. Just play that song I know. Take a deep breath and blow.
Get loose, get rockin', get a grip and rock me all night. Hold tight, lean back, play what I want for that sex.
Phoenix FM.
Fleur East and Sax. There is an instrument that you don't often think about when you think about bands playing, you know, when you think about sort of pop bands or chart bands, you never think of sax players particularly. Also wedding bands, you don't think of wedding bands being a saxophone heavy featuring thing. But I saw a video on TikTok recently that just had a sax player on the dance floor with everybody, and the sax player was creating the music. It was absolutely fabulous. Very, very funky, very, very well received. And there's something cool about playing the sax, isn't there? I've never tried myself, but, you know, maybe something. You never stop learning, do you? Will I pick up a saxophone one day or another? I think trumpet's harder. Sax, you get a reed involved, don't you? Trumpet, there's no reed, you've got to just blow. Not that I know enough about wind instruments, but there we go. That was my knowledge of saxes. Okay, let's move on to another track. I enjoy this one when I hear it. Bit of Doja Cat and Say So.
Knowing you want all this woman,
and I can take you dry.
Cat and Say So there on this Letter S special of the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. Still just under an hour to go, so don't go anywhere. And we're talking about random things that also begin with the letter S in between tracks that begin with the letter S. Let's talk about safaris. For many people, you instantly think about animals and driving around. For some people who are Apple computer users, maybe you think of their popular internet browser software. And whilst I have that, I think if I hear the word safari, I still think about lions and tigers. I once went to Longleat Safari Park for work and was allowed to go round the particular safari trail. Was taken round in some kind of Land Rover style Jeep vehicle, and a lion walked literally right outside the door of it. It was quite incredible to see that animal almost in its natural environment, if you like, certainly in a large space to some extent, and it was amazingly powerful. Now I've talked about that, let's talk about something frivolous. Here's Sex Bomb. Don Jones, Sex Bomb, wasn't it Moose T as well? But yeah, great track, always enjoy listening to that one. Now in this little gap, something that's just jumped into my head and I have no idea why, is the character of Slimer from Ghostbusters. Now, I saw Ghostbusters when it came out. I think I would have been about 7 or 8. My dad took me to see it in the cinema. I believe it was my dad. And I was absolutely terrified of that opening scene in the library where there's a lovely old lady ghost librarian who then suddenly becomes very, very scary. That terrified me, but I did find the character of Slimer amusing rather than scary, because he used to eat things and he used to be vaguely disgusting and he used to slime people, which, let's be honest, is funny. And then I purchased many Ghostbusters comics after that, or my parents did on my behalf, and the character of Slimer featured very heavily in those as well, and almost became a member of the team that helped the Ghostbusters rather than in the films where he was just a nuisance and had to be captured. Slimer, if you know, you know. Great stuff. Well, it's the letter S alphabet special. What's coming? Another track that begins with the letter S from someone who's just been huge for many, many years now. Everything they do turns to wondrousness. It's Ed Sheeran. It's Shape of You. Go on then, Ed. Look at that high-pitched whistle.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance now. And stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. First day, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. On my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Shape of you.
Phoenix FM.
Shape of You from Ed Sheeran, fantastic track. And for no reason whatsoever in this little break between tracks, let's talk about strawberries. We won't be playing Strawberry Fields by the Beatles, though that would have been eligible. I read one of those weird things, like fact things the other day, that says strawberries, despite it being their name, aren't berries. And ridiculously, technically bananas are. It's all to do with how they grow and how they reproduce, but strawberries aren't berries, bananas are. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Bananas are bananas, strawberries are strawberries. Mix them together in smoothies and things. That's quite a good combo, actually. But yeah, I've always liked a strawberry. Strawberries and cream? Raw strawberries, quite fun. I remember picking strawberries when I was little with my mum. That was always fun, too. Getting a punnet, coming home with strawberries, enjoying them. Making strawberry jam as well. It's all fun. It's all good. Right, let's move on to another track that begins with the letter F. Every time I know this track's going to play, I can't help but think about the video. Again, it's another one of those where if you know, you know. Her hips don't lie, and sometimes she behaves like a she-wolf. Go on, Shakira. Shakira and She-Wolf there. The show that goes like this, letter S, alphabet special with me, Ben Simmons. Oh yes, and now I'm going to talk to you about the popular children's pastime of slides. Sliding down slides. Now you seem to need chaperones and accompaniments everywhere and soft play areas, you know. Sliding down a slide with just a sort of catchment area at the bottom was always enjoyable. I went to playgrounds when I was a kid. There was a helter skelter. That was fantastic. Oh, I loved that. And also, when the park wasn't busy, you could climb up it the wrong way, and you knew you were next level if you dared to do that. That was exciting. There was also a slide, a slippery slide, that was very slidey. I'm encouraged to talk about this because we recently had a party to commemorate the young performers in our pantomime, and that was at a sort of soft play and laser quest area, and not far from Whitley Bay. My dad went down quite a large slide, I think it's fair to say, and the speed of it took him by surprise, but fair play to him for getting on there and enjoying it. Did it take him back to his youth? I'm sure it did. We've all seen unfortunate TikTok videos of that baby going down the slide and smacking its head from side to side. My dad didn't go that far. He came away unscathed. Fabulous. Here's George Ezra.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere, architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We're south of the equator, navigator. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager toes. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. See what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone.
Phoenix FM.
George Ezra and Shotgun there, which encourages me to talk about my impro comedy group, Shotgun Impro. Nice link there. I wasn't intending that when I put the track on, but yes. I've performed for some strangely named comedy impro groups over the years. Shotgun Impro implies, you know, it's all a bit off the cuff. But we also had Impro Monkeys. A little bit chaotic, monkeys, aren't they? And then, Roolia Boolia was the first impro comedy group I joined. You may be wondering what on earth Roolia Boolia means. Apparently it's something to do with some form of Gaelic language and means chaotic fun. So really, when you think about it, Shotgun Impro, Impro Monkeys and Roolia-Boolia all kind of represent the same thing. A little bit of wackiness, a little bit of chaos, but still enjoyable nonetheless. That's the whole point of improvised performance and those game-based shows where the audience shout out suggestions. And I've always absolutely loved that kind of entertainment, whether performing it or watching it. Great stuff. Well, plenty more tracks still to squeeze in the final 32 minutes. So let's get one on now. One of my favourites to listen back to. I think this... Is it noughties? It's late 90s or noughties. It's Maloko anyway. Let's all sing it back. Maloko and Sing It Back came out in 98, so yes, late 90s was right. Fabulous stuff. Now, talking about playground items like slides, I neglected to talk about swings. Aren't swings so exciting when you're a kid? You can't quite replicate that feeling of exhilaration as you swing forward. And that knowledge that it's crazy, those kids that actually want to try and go the whole way round. I never wanted to do that, but I did enjoy a high swing every now and again. That was fantastic. Sadly, I never purchased a sweet chariot that would help me swing low. But anyway, yeah, the swing's brilliant. So much stuff about a kid. I'm picturing the kids' playground in Hesketh Park, near where I grew up in Dartford. And it was always brilliant to go there. Very exciting. Yes, there were large grassy areas where you could play football. But, you know, the slides, the swings, the seesaw. Something else begins with S. That was brilliant. Kids don't care about seesaws now, do they? No, they've got smartphones from the age of 4 or whatever. Anyway, enough bitterness from me. Let's move on to a great track that was remixed to make it utterly fabulous. It's Jamiroquai and the totally brilliant Space Cowboy Remix. Enjoy this one. I know I will.
Phoenix FM.
So that was the Space Cowboy remix, and now I'm going to talk to you about swimming. That's something else that came to me when I was young. I remember going for swimming lessons from about the age of 8, 9, 10, and quite enjoying that, and then something all kids have to go through. Swimming to the bottom of the pool, having to pick up one of those weird bricks. And then also, for no apparent reason, having to take your pyjamas off in the swimming pool. Was that supposed to replicate if you fall into water with clothes? I don't really know. But it showed that you could maybe handle the extra weight of clothes in the water, that you were dexterous enough to remove clothes in the water without panicking. I can't really remember why that was important to be able to do. But anyway, we all did it at some point. And then I remember doing swimming galas at the school, thinking I was fast, and then realising there were quite a few students faster than me. But I've always enjoyed swimming. Always liked it. Never enjoyed the diving into the pool part particularly. The throwing yourself head first forwards. Never loved that. Never loved doing forward rolls or anything like that. Although I liked gymnastics when I was younger. Bizarre. Going upside down, clearly not my thing. Right, anyway, let's move on. More tracks that begin with S. Quite simply, Adele, Setting Fire to the Rain.
Oh,
FM.
Set Fire to the Rain from Adele there. And not too long left, we're on the home stretch of this Alphabet Letter S special on the show that goes like this, but keep it here, still some great tracks to squeeze in. Have anything you've guessed been featured already, and will it still in the time that's left? What can I quickly talk to you about? Spokes? Spokes on wheels, not spokesmen or women. Or people. But yeah, spokes on wheels. When I was a kid, it used to get those reflective things that could slide up into the spokes of your wheels and would, you know, reflect car lights if you were cycling on the street, and would be quite cool. I'm sure there were gifts given away in cereal boxes that were some kind of thing you could stick on the spokes of your bicycle wheels, and it was quite exciting and cool. It's just a memory I have at the back of my mind that's rather fabulous. Yeah, I'm less excited about cycling places now, but I do still have a bike and occasionally cycle places, but I use the word occasionally quite correctly. May even need a very in front of it, but there we go. Okay, let's have another track. Let's have another track that's a bit of a throwback. I haven't heard this for a while, always enjoy it. Sail Away from the Urban Cookie Collective. Urban Cookie Collective and Sail Away. Of course, the same band did The Key, The Secret, which is probably a bit better known, but Sail Away, also great. What I haven't talked to you about at all in this Alphabet S special is any countries that begin with the letter S. I'm going to go through as many as I can think of now, and probably other people will be screaming loads more at their radios or internet-connected devices. I'm going to say Switzerland, Serbia, Slovenia, the Seychelles, Spain, Sudan, El Salvador, does that count? Don't think it does, it's more of an E, isn't it? Sweden. Where else? There's got to be more in Europe. We did Slovakia and Slovenia, didn't we? I've run out of S countries. I'm upset with myself. There must be more in Africa. Swaziland? Yeah. Okay. I don't think I've done too bad. There must be something. Oh, well, South Africa. There's another one. There must be something in Central or Southern America. Although maybe there isn't. If I've obviously failed to list any countries that begin with the letter S, apologies to people from those countries who feel offended. But I can say what I want, it's my show. And oh, that leads nicely into this by Texas.
Say what you
FM.
Say What You Want from Texas, penultimate track on this alphabet letter S special. And I've loved bringing it to you. Thank you so much for listening and for enjoying being here as well. If you want to drop me a message, if you've been affected by any of the letter S issues raised in this programme, please do so on social media. It's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. My personal page is Ben Simmons, and it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter/X. And feel free to drop me a line in any way whatsoever. I may give you a shout out on the next programme if you do so. It would be truly fabulous of you. And, you know, it's been a letter S special. There's been plenty of things that begin with the letter S I haven't been able to talk about in this show. For example, stings. And I don't mean stings in terms of heists. I mean stings in terms of literal stings from things, not nettles, animals. I've never been stung by a bee. I have been stung by a wasp. It wasn't fun. I can absolutely verify. I was a passenger in a van, my arm resting out of the window, not making hand signals, that would have been inappropriate. It was a sunny day, the window was open. A wasp landed on my back of my hand and stung me. Very, very painful for a prolonged period of time. Yes, there's definitely some kind of venom that went into my body. I didn't like it. Let's just leave it at that, shall we? Anything else that begins with the letter S that I haven't talked about? Steaks. Everybody likes a steak, don't they? Except for vegetarians and vegans. But yeah, steak is a very... just, it's, you don't eat it all the time, so you associate it with a kind of luxury meal, don't you? Yeah, so I haven't talked about steaks, haven't talked about stings. They both begin with ST. What else haven't I talked about? Meryl Streep. Yeah, that's the beautiful, wacky nature of an alphabet programme. You can decide beforehand and hang it on something, or you can just go random. And that's what we did today. We didn't talk about Meryl Streep or stings, but we did talk about slides and seesaws. We did talk about strawberries. I'm just trying to list back now, thinking about what's gone on in the last couple of hours. What else did we talk about? Well, not sweet corn. I'm a little bit disappointed about that now. Oh, I've upset myself. Plenty of things that begin with the letter S, and plenty of great music as well. So I hope you've enjoyed being here. Always refer back to this station if in doubt. 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com, and always available on smart speaker. I will be back, of course, at the same time next week. Thanks for your support, as ever. What can I play you out with? It's got to begin with the letter S. It's got to be iconic. If you remember the dance, I encourage you most wholeheartedly to do it. Here is Wigfield on Saturday Night.
Saturday night. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.